Gapo dia? Teknologi gapo yang mencorak hidup kita? Gapo sebaliknya? Gapo dia? Ikuti Gapo dia bagi membincangkan sedikit kisah di sebalik teknologi tercanggih masa kini, dibawakan oleh Oppo Malaysia.
Korang tengah layan podcast Aman sebagai dari jaringan podcast di Aman. Sekini apa khabar semua? Aku Mak Pis.
Aku Yem.
Okey, seperti biasa banyak benda kita ingin bincangkan. Kita mulakan segmen pertama, apa berita terbesar minggu ni. Okey, baik, kali ini kita fokus ke Malaysia dan kita lihat ada boleh dikatakan agak recent announcement ataupun pengumuman daripada kerajaan bahawa rider penghantar, delivery riders perlu daftar lesen vocational dan had umur tidak kurang 18 tahun. And of course, this is on top of their motorcycle license, whatever lah. So, kerajaan kini dalam perancangan untuk melakukan pindaan pada akta berkaitan pengangkutan dengan memberikan fokus terhadap penghantar makanan dan barangan melalui motosikal. Dan among the pindaan is of course pindah had umur daripada 21 to 18, dan juga they also have to have of course lesen memandu komputer dalam motosikal, dan juga perlu mempunyai lesen vocational. Dan lesen tambahan ni dikatakan akan memberikan latihan tambahan kerana terdapat aduan mengatakan penghantar makanan atau barangan tidak mematuhi peraturan jalan raya. So, well, I think life just got a bit more complicated, right, for them. It's a yes and no for me lah on this particular issue.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, aku baru temu ramah HRD Corp CEO, Datuk Syahul Daud. Dia bilang the risk factor for training improving the quality of Malaysian workforce is that people are shunning away from having careers. People are going for jobs. This is actually a profound topic to be had. Apa maksud dia? Dia bilang HRD Corp. By the way, HRD Corp is the government institution for regulating training. Okay. Dia bilang orang Malaysia sekarang, terutamanya anak-anak muda, tidak mahu kerjaya tetapi mahu pekerjaan. Itu pokok dia. Why? Let's say you dah belajar 4 tahun, you ngaji 4 tahun, you graduate engineering. You nak kerja dekat some manufacturing plant, maybe Panasonic ke, Western Digital ke, apa ke. Gaji maybe RM2,800. If you know your mathematics, and if you know some people that have actually done it, you can get RM4,000 to RM5,000 by being a full-time Grab driver. One case study that I spoke of, this is personal, I know this, I have seen his own bank statement. Dia kerja, dia tunggu wife dia balik from day job pukul 5, pass over siap, untuk jaga anak. Dia kerja 5 petang sampai 12 malam setiap hari, 7 hari seminggu. Very rare does he take breaks. Maknanya Sabtu Ahad ke apa benda ke, cuti ke apa benda, dia kerja. 5 PM to midnight, gaji dia, allowance, incentives, the whole set, RM5,000. In terms of monetary value, of course, it's almost double to what he's supposed to get if he works, you know, 9-to-5 engineer somewhere, right? Yeah. RM2,800 compared dengan RM5,000. And work hours lebih kurang sama. So kalau kau tengok 6 ataupun 7 jam, 7 jam kali 7, 49 jam kerja. Maybe 50 hours a week lah, let's call it. Ooh. 50 hours a week, you get RM5,000. That's, you know, translatable to about RM100 per hour. What job gives you RM100 per hour, bro? Especially if you're a fresh grad, right? So the immediate monetary gain is there, RM100 per hour. But there is no career. What career prospects are you talking about here? You deliver Grab. Now, I'm not disputing the fact that they are providing value to us, the consumers, but do they provide the value for themselves? The answer is possibly no. There might be some benefits, I don't know, but the clear answer could be no.
Dia bukan dah ada team leader ke, you know?
Tak ada. Tiba-tiba. Right. So, how do you improve on your career prospects? And is this a long-term effect in terms of how we can improve and upskill our workforce? That is the main point of what the HRD Corp CEO was trying to say. Now, you can have your debates with HRD Corp. Silakan, go ahead. They are accessible on all social sites. Pergi gaduh, cek gaduh dengan diorang kalau kau nak. What my point is this. Datuk Syahul, the CEO of HRD Corp, raised a very important point, which is if you don't have a career and only a job, how then can you better improve yourself in the long run? So the story that we have this morning adalah rider perlu daftar lesen vocational, had umur tak kurang 18 tahun berbanding dengan 21 tahun yang ada pada hari ini, dan selain daripada itu dia kena ada lesen mandu competent dalam kelas motosikal dan juga ada pemilu lesen vocational. You are regulating a sector where it's supposed to be regulated a million years ago, by the way. This sector is rife for regulation and you're supposed to protect the riders well. That's why sampai ada mogok punya isu, bro, yang baru-baru ni, minggu lepas, hari Sabtu kemarin. Kan ada story of mogok. Aku tak tahu sama ada mogok jalan ke tak.
Jalan.
Yeah, jalan. Went. Okay. I don't normally order
Not everybody participated lah. Not everybody participated.
Of course lah. I mean, that's what mogok is lah. It only works if everybody is in it. But why should they be in it if it serves their own gain, right? And then of course, siapa yang mogok, mogok lah. Dan, you know, it answers the question. Kalau engkau mogok, my piece, then aku punya possibility of getting more jobs is there.
Increase, right? Yeah, and also, so, the fee charges increase also.
Yeah. So whatever it is, this sector is supposed to be regulated, you know, a long time ago. Just like our previous episode where we talked about how the government does not necessarily have the necessary wherewithal to actually deal with the cybersecurity threats. They might not necessarily know what they're doing. This is the same sector that we're facing right now. Do they know what they're doing when it comes to regulating this particular business? I doubt that they have the wherewithal to actually pull off better regulation to actually improve the riders. But generally speaking, if they don't do anything, they have to do something. And if they don't do anything, then we are all in trouble. Why? Because if this sector continues to be unregulated, you're not providing fair value to the riders, the main cost or the main crux of the business of rideshare service. Just like Lalamove, just like Grab, just like whatever you have, AirAsia Ride, whatever, you name it. If you don't regulate this sector, you're going to have a lot of businesses which, through no fault of theirs, will capitalize on this particular lapse of law. The whole notion of capitalism is that you capitalize on disinformation, asymmetrical information, and of course, unfair playing field. So things like this, it actually helps the riders in the long run.
Yeah. But I totally agree. But another thing, I think this is just another aspect. I'm not sure if you agree with me. Is that they have kerajaan lah, in particular with this particular move, make it harder to access this particular job. Because on top of, you know, having license on motorcycle, which I assume, you know, everyone who's interested in the job already has, the license vocational part is the another barrier that makes you reconsider. So that if you were to, if you really want to do it, you have to be in it for the long haul lah. Sebab kalau tak, macam apa gunanya you have all these lesson vocational, you know, training apa semua, then at last kau jadi rider 6 bulan je atau 5 bulan je. I think they are also increasing the access.
Yeah, you know, on top threshold. Of this, yeah, on top of this, better regulation is needed in the form of providing insurance coverage for the riders, better recourse of consumers not getting their orders right. In fact, a few episodes ago, I think about 10 episodes ago, we spoke about, was it Consumer Forum that wanted to look at how we consumers can better complain against poorer service? Because if you go to, let's say, A&W ataupun Zara ataupun H&M, there is a recourse, right? If shit is there and then you don't feel that you are served well, you can actually complain against the business. But for ride-sharing companies, you might not necessarily get the result that you want when it comes to recourse. Jadi kalau you know, Consumer Forum, you know, is given better teeth or sharper teeth, then they can claw on their particular businesses like ride sharing. It's better. But don't get me wrong, I'm a heavy user of ride share. I'm a heavy user of food delivery. I am in support of that business, and I understand the cost of doing business. So if it means paying slightly more for better coverage for the riders and all that, I will do it.
And
if you're not ready to do it, feel free to drop off the market. You don't have to be their customer. Okay, this is welcome to market of capitalism. This is the land of capitalism. Pay for your service. If you're not willing to pay for your service, then you are not eligible to use the service. Yeah. We're not a communist country.
As easy as that. On that note, kita berehat sebentar. Lepas ni kita akan ke segmen seterusnya, segmen Teman Amans.
Pandangan dan suara anda penting untuk didengari. Ingin memulakan podcast anda sendiri? Kami menyediakan package all-in-one untuk anda secara percuma untuk episod pertama. Ya, secara percuma. Tunggu apa lagi? Jom bina konten digital anda bersama Pusat Media Amans. Info lebih lanjut di us@amans.my.
Okey, kembali ke podcast Amans bersama aku, Bapis dan juga Yem. Ini adalah segmen seterusnya, segmen teman Amans. Seperti biasa, dalam segmen ni aku dan Yem akan cuba memberikan respon kepada pertanyaan-pertanyaan yang dihantarkan melalui email ke us@amans.my. Dan untuk kali ini, kami telah menerima email daripada saudari Diana. Beliau bertanyakan, Bapis dan Yem, ada laporan baru-baru ini yang menunjukkan Disney kini mempunyai lebih ramai pelanggan perkhidmatan penstriman berbanding Netflix. Apakah maknanya kepada the whole streaming business? Terima kasih, Diana. You are right. Baru-baru ini sebenarnya I think Disney mempunyai 221.1 million pelanggan in their latest financial report. And if I'm not mistaken, Netflix only ada 220.7 million. I use the word only. I think tak sesuai menggunakan kataan only. They have 220.7 million. So there's a you know about 400,000 subscriber difference. But however, kena ingat bahawa this laporan is just not just Disney Plus. It's also other services and products under Disney, which includes ESPN dan juga Hulu, and we all know that's not available here in this particular part of the country. But aku rasa this inevitability, the hemorrhaging that Netflix is taking, aku tak tahu lah. It's a bit like Meta, the OGs, taking a very bad hit, and it doesn't seem that they can recover, or recover fast enough.
But in this sector, the tech sector and the streaming sector, is it new? The answer is no, of course not. Some sectors didn't even take off, right? Some companies in this sector didn't even take off, like Peacock, for instance, didn't take off. And other businesses like HBO Go might not necessarily take off that well, even though they have better titles and all that. In China, one company that we need to talk about is iQIYI. iQIYI is very strong, and because of the unassailable position that they have and there is no competition, they continue to be strong. So in that sense, it's not fair to compare iQIYI with the rest of the American-based streaming companies. But having said that, this is a long time coming. Disney has always had good IPs and good titles that go along with the streaming service. Anywhere from Star Trek to Star Wars to Pixar to everything, they have the full complete package. So is this a surprising change? No, it's not. We've known that this is going to happen. If you draw the graph of subscriber growth, we know that the line between the subscriber number of Netflix and the subscriber number of Disney is going to intersect at some point in time. We know this. But what we didn't know, or took us by surprise, by a shock actually, is that how fast was this line hitting. And Disney has been around only for a few months, under 24 months, and they have achieved the same number of Netflix users after Netflix has been around for 10 years. So the speed at the acquisition of the customer also is in tandem with the speed of attrition that is being governed by Netflix users. And if you look at Netflix price shares, it has also continued to tank even further. I thought 80% de-shedding of original price was bad, but try 90%, which is the case right now. So 90% Netflix value has been lost. We're talking about tens of billions of market share value gone. Let's stop. And what does this mean for the future of streaming? Good question. I think Netflix is going to go from bad to worse. I think that Disney is going to go from strength to strength. I think that folks like Malaysia, for instance, in Astro are the host all these streaming services. Astro is going to be the net win and net gain. In other markets where they have their version of Astro as well, is going to continue to be net gain. Now, this is from the company point of view. What about consumer point of view? The consumer point of view is the consumer wins almost every time, because Netflix is good and great. Some of the titles are there. But have you tried Disney Plus? Because the content there is not that bad as well. If you haven't, get on it. I think it's 55 ringgit for the first 3 months or something like that. Whatever it is, it's going to be a big deal for us to move forward when it comes to the streaming landscape changes. Is it new? Yeah. Is it surprising? It's not. Clearly not. We have seen this coming a mile away.
And also, just to add on, kita tahu Netflix are trying their level best, trying to stop this pendarahan dalaman. You can see that they try to acquire companies to do mobile games. But in fact, there's a recent report that said only 1% of Netflix users, basically about 22 million sahaja, 22, yeah, even probably less than that, they actually tried those games. So 99% are unfazed by this new or by this feature. So Netflix punya board should be thinking fast lah. Thank you very much Diana atas soalan tersebut. Kita berehat sebentar dan lepas ni kita sambung ke segmen ramalan atau Nuzu.
Okay, cerita dia macam ni. Kamu seorang pengusaha kecil dan mikro. Kamu menjual barang macam-macam. Dan telah tiba masanya kamu membuat penampilan di media untuk menceritakan kisah kamu. Tapi isu dia sekarang, kamu takut. Tak tahu nak start kat mana. Nak cerita apa? Nak cakap dengan siapa? Ini semua normal problem. Di Pusat Media Amans, kami sediakan media training untuk pengusaha kecil macam korang. Wartawan-wartawan bertauliah dari Astro Awani, BFM Radio dan media masa lain sedia untuk memberikan latihan kepada kamu. Dengan hanya RM50 sahaja, kamu akan mendapat latihan media dari Real Life Reporters. Tanya kami di us@amans.my sekarang. Media training untuk semua di us@amans.my.
Okey, kembali ke podcast Amans bersama aku, Mak Fiz dan juga Yem. Ini adalah segmen seterusnya, segmen ramalan atau Zoom. Okey, seperti biasa dalam segmen ini, aku dan Yem akan membincangkan tentang apa yang kami jangka bakal berlaku. Apakah yang kita ingin bincangkan untuk segmen kali ini, Yem?
Okey, untuk segmen kali ini sangat menarik sebab ini menyentuh kepada isu yang I would call it peribadi lah, which is Google buka rantau Malaysia kepada Google Cloud. Pardon me. That is not the case. The case here is the future of streaming. The future of streaming is this. I think that broadcasters in Malaysia, for instance, Astro. In the US, it's the three big networks: CBS, NBC, dengan ABC. They're going to see an amalgamation of sorts when it comes to their businesses, particularly in the streaming business. The broadcast sector, the only thing that they have right now in terms of assets that is tangible, yeah, is still IP. Late night shows are great. Stephen Colbert is with, if I'm not mistaken, NBC. Over at ABC.
CBS. CBS.
Pardon me. Yeah, CBS. And then, of course, all the other titles are there, from Seth Meyers to, you know, whatever, right? Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, you name it. Everyone is tied to their network. Conan was... what was Conan? Before the retire? TBS, right? Yeah. Things like this is very timely. But it's also short tail. Apa maksud aku? Short tail adalah, it's news-based. It is current affairs-based. The issue is very relevant today, might not necessarily be relevant tomorrow. So the future of streaming is that they create sort of this long tail content where people can access that content at any point in time and it is still relevant. Netflix did try a short tail content through David Letterman. It's called
My Guest Needs No Introduction.
Yep. It failed. Fell flat. No, there's no take up. Not because David Letterman has no more star power. Of course he has. I mean, he's been doing this for the past 60 years. 60 tahun, bro. Wawancara manusia.
But that format doesn't work.
Okay, so what is left? You're left with documentaries. You're left with movies. You're left with TV shows. You are not left with current affairs and news. So streaming will see the death of news and current affairs. That's how I see it. So where do people go for content when it comes to news and social current affairs? They have to go somewhere else because news is still very important. Everybody still needs to know what's happening around the world. They will go to the social media. So my ramalan is for the future of streaming, it's going to be less news, less current affairs, and social media, which is my secondary ramalan, ramalan 1.A, it's going to be news-based.
We'll take over.
Social media is no longer just cat videos and girls twerking. It's going to be news and current affairs. Already, we see some hot profile newsers that is taking the social media by storm. This trend will continue on. So if you are in the business of current affairs, reporting like news or TV shows and all this, be big on social media because people still need to consume that kind of content and it's going to be consumed on social media. Tak kisahlah TikTok ke, IG story, reel ke, apa lancau ke, Twitter ke, whatever it is, social media is going to be the news maker moving forward. Even more so, more so than today.
I think I totally agree with you, especially with appointment viewing for news. Dah berakhir dah. There's no more appointment viewing for news, right? You want to consume news as it happens. And there's no better platform by the social media. So on that note, kita akhiri segmen ramalan buat masa ini. Kita berehat sebentar. Lepas ni kita sambung ke segmen terakhir, segmen baik buruk.
Podcast ini dibawakan oleh Amans TV. Minat dunia tech, gadget dan smartphone? Jom ikuti Amans hari ini. Kami berkongsi pelbagai video berkaitan review telefon, komputer, laptop, gaming, app dan lain-lain lagi. Kami juga bawakan tutorial dan wawancara bersama pelbagai personaliti di dalam dunia teknologi. Cari Amans TV di YouTube, Facebook dan Instagram hari ini.
Okey, kembali ke podcast Amans bersama aku, Mak Fiz dan juga Yim. Ini adalah segmen terakhir, segmen baik. Seperti biasa dalam segmen ini, aku dan Yim akan membincangkan tentang apa yang baik dan buruk yang kami nampak bagi kali ini. Mungkin Yim boleh mulakan dulu apa yang baik yang Yim nampak bagi sesi kali ini.
WhatsApp.
Google.
WhatsApp. Okay. No. WhatsApp baik adalah dia we can now leave group quietly because sebelum ni memang payah kot. Aku macam...
Betul.
So, WhatsApp awkward kan? So, WhatsApp kini dah memperkenalkan sebuah ciri baru untuk pengguna iPhone specifically. Membolehkan pengguna iPhone, again, why iPhone? It's because it's the best thing on planet. Pengguna iPhone membolehkan pengguna untuk menapis message mengikut yang tidak dibaca. Sekaligus memudahkan lagi korang untuk uruskan perbualan dan komen-komen balas message yang tak dibalas. Melalui ciri ini... pada bahagian carian dekat search bar ada satu ikon untuk menapis message mengikut tidak dibaca ataupun unread. Buat masa ni ciri ada dekat iPhone but obviously the Android function will come very very soon. Now on top of that you can actually leave groups without being stated that you can leave groups. So yeah, I think that is baik untuk aku. Buruk adalah tentang sorry lah, I gotta go high road on this one. Climate change, because we know that climate change is no joke. South Korea, particularly Seoul, is banjir. I'm going to South Korea very soon, 2 weeks from now. Banjir.
Teruk. Some of my friends share video, It's like worse
Gangnam,
in 30 years or something.
Gangnam was flooded. Can you imagine Bangsa flooded? Can you imagine that? Ataupun Bukit Bintang or something like that. It's crazy. What have we done on climate change? Nothing. And more importantly...
Kita tak perlu declare climate
change. What can we do?
Emergency.
Because Greta Thunberg dah menjerit.
We have doing enough.
Greta Thunberg is now an adult. She has been shouting about this since she was a kid. That's how bad things are, That's how bad things are. It's wrong for us to say, oh, the young child, young... She's no longer young. She's an adult now. Really, she can vote. Yeah. So, if somebody like Greta Thunberg continues to shout, I think we should really, really look into this whole notion of climate change as being a really, really bad situation. It's horrible, bro. Yeah, that's my baik buruk.
I have to agree because I have to agree your buruk because it's relatable, right? KL pun selalu je banjir. But you know, there's always something, right? There's always extraordinary amount of rain, clogged drains dan sebagainya. Nobody wants to actually acknowledge the fact that climate change or rather climate crisis is actually upon us. We hope that, you know, no matter what the government say, bukan ajar untuk lawan government, but you should understand reality. Nak declare tak nak declare, it's up to you. But we as you know, individuals, we should be aware of what is going on in the real world. Aku totally agree with you. Baik bagi aku, dia satu je, which is what you said or mentioned. Google telah umum pembukaan rantau Malaysia pada Google Cloud, which, you know, it's another positive development lah. Kita always gets drop, you know, dilupakan for everything. Apple Pay took us 8 years, Google Pay is not here, but at least Google Cloud is here. So for me, that's the good thing lah, because it will allow pelbagai perkhidmatan yang dihostkan oleh Google Cloud di Malaysia, which I think will benefit the business and definitely elevate the industries that is available here.
But I, on that, Kejap. Nah, there's also think? Like a bunch of rang undang-undang yang dah diluluskan di Dewan Negara juga. So I think that's also good, right?
Definitely.
Anti-hopping. Generation Endgame still being debated. I don't know. Maybe the littoral combat ship issue.
Okay. Literal combat ship ni, aku follow tapi gitu-gitu lah. Tapi this is not baik buruk lah. This is just me having a conversation. My peace having conversation with you. What's your opinion about this issue?
I have no opinion. I am not following the news. Aku tengok headline dia. Maybe you can share.
I think that's the best part, right? It saddens me to say this, but 8 out of 10 people that I ask, they don't care about this issue because LCS, military ships.
So I'm one of the 8 lah.
No, 9 billion. What's new? You know, what's new? It doesn't hit the heart, you know? But I think it's good that we are aware lah. We should be aware. Tapi aku pun sebenarnya, basically, long story short, 10 years ago, government make a purchase, for 6 LCS to be assembled and sent to Malaysia. They're supposed to arrive in 2023. Now we are like August 2022. Satu pun tak siap. So that's basically it lah. So our senior defense minister have said that, you know, apparently one will come within the next 2 years. But the question remains, siapa yang dapat all this kickback? You know, 9 billion have been spent and the overrun of all this cost that has accumulated over 10 years. That's basically pretty much the issue lah. Sedikit sebanyak. LCS 101. If you want to know more, basically just follow the news. They could not stop talking about this, Pakatan Harapan and Barisan Nasional. So, and also Perikatan Nasional. So on that note, seperti biasa jika anda, we're going to end podcast Aman untuk kali ini. Jika anda mempunyai apa-apa maklum balas, cadangan dan sebagainya, hantarkan ke Asyik Aman Semai. Aku dan dia mengalung-alungkannya. Kita bertemu lagi di sesi akan datang.
Gapo dia? Teknologi gapo yang mencorak hidup kita? Gapo sebaliknya? Gapo dia? Ikuti Gapo dia bagi membincangkan sebersedikit kisah di sebalik teknologi tercanggih masa kini, dibawakan oleh Oppo Malaysia.